The House Energy and Commerce Committee has approved a bill aimed at restarting a massive underground repository for nuclear waste. Yucca Mountain is about 100 miles from Las Vegas and was designated as the country's long-term storage site for nuclear waste back in 1987. But decades of opposition have mothballed the project, and it has been unused for years. Proponents of the plan have allies in the administration of President Trump. For more on this, we're joined by Yvonne Gonzalez, a reporter with the Las Vegas Sun. Hi, Yvonne.
Hello.
And how significant is this vote in the Energy and Commerce Committee?
Well, it's moving forward a piece of legislation that Nevada really, really, really doesn't want, and that while this repository project could go forward without the legislation, this really sets it up so that the project really pushes forward. It's been hemmed in by the fact that, you know, depending on the administration and the way the wind is blowing, they receive funding or don't receive funding, and as of now, after the Obama administration, the project's been completely dismantled. So this bill really pushes that forward.
And one of the people who was very much against this project was Harry Reid, who was the Senate minority leader. So is his departure one of the reasons why this is starting to pick up speed again?
I think it's a combination of factors, and the fact that he's no longer there. He was always a really strong voice against the project, but he definitely had an ally in the administration. And it really is about the purse strings. I mean, basically, if you choke off funding to a project, it can't go forward. And that's the tactic that they've used. And so this time around, it's really a combination of having support top down to just push forward with a project to store the country's nuclear waste. And everyone seems to think that that project needs to be Yucca Mountain.
And what is going on at Yucca Mountain right now, or what has been going on over all of these years when the project has been stalled?
So a couple of the experts who have been working on that here in Nevada say that if the project were to move forward, that facility would actually need to have some work done on it because the infrastructure that's been put in place so far is so old. This has been going on for decades. So they see some concerns with the facility itself having just sat there basically doing nothing for all these years.
As you have said, there's a lot of opposition to this in Nevada. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, who's a Democrat, said in a statement on Wednesday, it's unjust and unfair to force Nevadans to live next to a nuclear waste dump. And the Nevada governor, Brian Sandoval, who's a Republican, said the Trump administration's budget request was a complete blindside. He's called the plan ill-conceived, irresponsible, and likely illegal. Is there anything that these Nevada politicians can do at this point to stop this?
They're trying on several levels, actually, and there are some lawsuits right now that are currently just on hold while the licensing process for the Regulatory Commission is on hold, and Nevada is weighing in on a Texas lawsuit. Texas is suing the federal government, saying that they have shirked their responsibility to safely store the nation's nuclear waste, and so Nevada is weighing in on that lawsuit, you know, basically saying, you know, we have a seat at the table. This is an issue about Nevada. And so they're weighing in on that and basically pushing on all legal fronts. The Attorney General, Governor Sandoval, and all of these various agencies in the state that are working on this are actively pushing to make sure that this doesn't happen. And they've been actively pushing on that front for several decades.
What are people saying who are in favor of opening up Yucca Mountain and allowing the federal government to store nuclear waste there?
Nye County and eight other rural Nevada counties are actually very interested in getting the licensing process restarted. They want to hear the science behind it, and they want to potentially see, I guess, what the bright side could be if the project were to actually come to fruition in Nevada, what it would mean for jobs, what it would mean in terms of constructing the facility, and what it would mean in terms of bringing in federal dollars.
That's Yvonne Gonzalez, a reporter with the Las Vegas Sun. Thank you.
Thank you.